Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Would everyone please stand while we have pledge allegiance to the flag?
Aye.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
The agenda was revised on November the 7th, 2017, to include old business case number 12,030, 12,036, and 12,037. It was revised again on November 13th to include the approval of the minutes and finding of facts for September 18th, 2017.
Okay. Is that also for the revision of the one case as well? What if you said
30, 36, and 37.
I'm sorry, what was?
There's also a revision to add a case number as well, 1201.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
There was a typo on the findings.
Oh, just read that.
Which one?
You look on the second line.
Sorry, I have an older agenda. Okay.
Oh, 12.
Yeah, I'm sorry, here it is.
There was a typo on
that
case.
And it was revised also on November 13th to revise case 12,001, John Floyd Lingo.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion we approve it with that, and also that we move all the old business to the beginning of the tonight's hearing in the event that we might table it again. These people wouldn't have to wait that are here for those cases.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second it.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we accept the revised agenda for this evening, and also that we move all the old business to the front. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts for our September the 18th, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts again of our September the 18th, 2017 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Public hearings, Mr. Sharp.
Well, I believe there is one other item, the approval of the revised findings of fact for case number 12001. I believe in that one, the typo that was discovered after it was sent out, you may recall it was approved at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. There's a typo that accidentally had former board member Jeff Hudson's name on there as one of the board members. Need to be corrected to put Ms. Ellen McGee's name on it.
So moved. So moved.
Okay, do I have a second then to that motion?
Second.
And that is to accept the changes of that case. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills again and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve the last revision to the minutes to reflect the changes. All those again in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. You are pleased.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place of place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made in the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will ask to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain their request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.